Joining us now, a former Maryville Spoofhound student athlete. It's Connor Blackford, a recent graduate, just wrapped up his actual Spoofhound athletic career a couple weeks ago at the state track meet. Now rolling that right into his first ever marathon, the Revel Rockies Marathon up in Colorado. And Connor, thanks so much for taking some time to talk about this with us. And it's one thing to dive in and run a marathon, especially as a long distance runner like yourself. I think a lot of people probably think, oh, well, maybe at some point you'll get there. 2 weeks after state, you go run your first ever marathon, and you absolutely kill it, running it in 2 hours, 41 minutes, and 52 seconds. Tell us about the experience, what brought you to this, and just everything about it.
Yeah, it was a fantastic experience. I mean, said my goal, I would say, for a couple years now was to wrap up my running career in high school with a marathon of some sort. And, you know, with the heat and humidity around where we live, there weren't a whole lot of opportunities this summer, so this is one of them that popped up, had great reviews, and I was like, looks like an awesome place to do it, and it was really pretty. It was an amazing race experience and such a fun course to run it on. I'm very grateful that I had the opportunity.
Your pace was 6 minutes, 10 seconds per mile there through the whole 26.2 miles. What was your goal? What were you hoping to get there time-wise?
Coming in, I thought if I could break 3 hours, which is about 6:52 mile pace, I'd be doing really good. And I honestly didn't think that would necessarily even be possible, but I got out there and tried to conserve through the first few miles, but with the downhill, it really pulled me through. And I think I opened in like a 6:07, and I was like, oh my gosh, I guess this is how it's going to go. So I still thought I would hit a wall and have to take a stop at some point. But I mean, miles just kept on clicking off, and I was really impressed with myself and impressed with my ability to keep with it. And it ended up being a lot better than I expected.
Now, when we think about your high school career and practices and everything, and I'm sure Coach Beatty had it kind of regimented of logging a certain amount of miles per week to have you ready for your track meets. And even prior to that, cross country throughout the fall too. But as you're leading up to this, knowing that you're wrapping up your high school career, but you still want to be able to be prepared for this, how many miles were you logging on average on a weekly basis to make sure you could go out there and do 26?
Yeah, honestly, not that many. I mean, I think it speaks a lot to Coach Ben's training, because we were probably only doing 30 to 35 miles a week, and that was obviously a track focus. It wasn't a marathon focus. And so, I mean, I honestly didn't think that would carry over as well as it did, but it certainly proved that it did. And coming in, I'd never run more than 13 miles, more than a half marathon. And I really only got probably 5 or 6 runs in between the end of track season and the marathon. So, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of marathon focused training there, but with that track and even from last cross country season, definitely carried over really well. And again, that speaks a lot to Coach Beatty's training. And it can really be used clearly for about any race.
You didn't run further than 13.1 at any point until last Saturday, right? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah. Never run more than a half marathon.
That is crazy. I mean, the time in general is amazing if you're training for it, to be able to go out and run this across 26.2. Again, 2 hours, 41 minutes, and 52 seconds, a 6:10 pace there. You finished first in your age group. You were fifth out of 1,037 total runners, which is awesome as well. How does this change the way you kind of view it now? Were you thinking of, hey, I'm going to knock out one marathon and maybe call it good? Or do you consider maybe, all right, I'll do a little bit more training, and maybe all of a sudden that 6:10 pace cuts down even further?
Yeah, I got to be honest. But yeah, coming in, I thought this would 100% be one and done. I thought I would almost hate the experience a little bit and just want to be done with it. But it's definitely a motivator now. And yeah, again, like you said, knowing that I haven't really had that marathon-focused training, I think I'd definitely be motivated to do more of these. And what's cool with this series of they're called Revel races, Revel Marathon races, is they're all over the country at a bunch of different mountain ranges and whatnot. So there's a bunch more in this series that are kind of set up similarly, and some with even more elevation drop than here. So I think definitely be interested in finding like another one of these races or something to get involved in.
You know, you think about some people that try to sit through a movie that's 3 hours long, and sometimes they just get bored of it. And that's just too much time of doing one thing, and they can't handle it. I think that a lot of people, obviously, the physical aspect of going out and running a race, regardless of the distance, I mean, that's one thing. But the mental side, too, of going out and saying, I'm going to try to run this in 3 hours. 3 hours is a considerable amount of time to do one thing. Did you anticipate at any point that you might, you mentioned the wall, but like even just kind of hit that wall of being a little bit bored or just things kind of get to you or the mental side wears off quicker than the physical does?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought for sure that would come and may even be forced to stop for a few minutes. But honestly, I was able to kind of compartmentalize well, which I think helped, you know, not focusing on how much is left in a total race, but more on, you know, the next aid station is 2 to 3 miles away. That's when I can get more water, get replenished on energy and whatnot. And so I think breaking it up into segments was huge. And then honestly, the scenery too. I mean, I was kind of just lost with how beautiful all the scenery was with the Rocky Mountains and whatnot. And that was definitely a good distraction. I've been running around other places. I don't know if I would have been able to space out like that.
All right, you went down as one of the greatest runners in Maryville High School history. As you wrap up your career, you go out and you tackle a marathon like this. Where does that love for running come from?
Yeah, I mean, I don't honestly know. I'd say just the pushing myself aspect is probably the biggest. I mean, you kind of have that doubt, like, I can't do this. Then you get into it and figure out you can. And I mean, I think that's huge. And I think anyone has that ability. I mean, I think anyone could be amazed, you know, when you just get out there and kind of get out of your comfort zone. I mean, you amaze yourself with what you're able to do. And I think that's really a huge motivator. I mean, all the races, all the days aren't perfect, but I mean, you just kind of work to get a little bit better and run your own race, focus on your own success and just kind of push after that each time.
You know, I know your parents have joked a little bit of like, well, we don't know where the running gene comes from. It's not from us. But is that one of those that there's still just a certain amount of mental toughness that you are pulling from your parents of them raising? You just kind of almost draw that from them over time to where when you do get out and you're running, whether it's 3.1 or 26.2, you can kind of draw on that throughout a race.
Yeah, absolutely. The mental side is there big. And I think, I mean, again, the physical stuff's important, but just the mental determination, and it honestly, it's horrible for a lot of like the race, but I mean, when you're done, it's obviously a huge relief, and it's a great sense of accomplishment that comes with it.
All right, your first ever marathon too. You qualified for the Boston. Do you see yourself trying to make your way to Boston? I guess it'd be next April.
Yeah, next April, I believe.
Do you see yourself trying to? Do you try to get into that now, or are you going to wait a little bit?
I mean, it's something I've definitely considered. I would love to go for it now. I mean, who knows if I'll ever be able to have this opportunity again. And so I think I'll probably try to go for it. And you can start registering, I think, in September. So I have a few months to think about it. But I think it'd be great. Even if I'm not in the best shape come next April, I think it'd be an incredible opportunity. And so I think it's something that I would definitely hope to pursue.
Well, an incredible accomplishment of knocking out your first marathon, doing it in the time you did as well. And again, you know, I guess it's a sliding scale of what being in good shape for this would be. Because I think a lot of people would be scared away from running a full if you've never run more than 13.1. But, man, you just went out and did that. So, you know, you go to college, you eat a couple more pizzas, you'll be fine. It'll all work out.
There you go.
There you go. Connor, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.